A New York-based single-payer health care program has been approved numerous times in the state assembly. Assemblyman Phil Steck, who represents portions of Albany and Schenectady, is one of the bill's most staunch supporters.
Medicare is a single-payer health insurance system for the elderly. This bill just extends that system to the entire population.
The idea seems straightforward, but even supporters say they know there would be challenges to implementing a statewide single-payer plan. Reverend Emily McNeil, director of the Labor Religion Coalition of New York, says it is achievable, though.
It's totally doable, and if you look at the size of New York State, we're very similar to the size of many countries that have universal health care. And it's certainly a big change to the way that the system runs, but more in how it's administered and how it's paid for, not in how it's provided. So it's just a matter of doctors, providers would bill this, the New York health system rather than insurance.
Reverend McNeil and a couple of dozen supporters demonstrated outside the Senate chambers, where they say they now have 30 senators signed on as co-sponsors. Just two more are needed to reach a majority in the chamber. They presented a letter signed by 270 faith leaders.
Who minister to and with people when they are sick, when they are dying, when their families are sick. And so we know very deeply the deep consequences of taking away health care.
She says 1.5 million New Yorkers currently are without health insurance. If Obamacare is repealed, under the plan approved by the Republican-led House of Representatives, an estimated 2.7 million more would lose their health care.
We can't allow what would be an estimated 4,000 unnecessary deaths due to lack of health insurance if this were to go through.
The push came on a day when the results of a special election were all but certain to elect a Democrat to a vacant Senate seat, giving Democrats the numerical majority in the chamber. Democrats are bitterly split, though, between mainstream Democrats and a breakaway group of eight Democrats known as the Independent Democratic Conference. The Tuesday election results were also likely to increase the number of sponsors on the single-payer bill to 31. Backers would need to convince the one remaining Democrat in the Senate who has not backed the measure or convince a Republican to sign on. Critics say single-payer health care in New York would be too costly and burdensome to taxpayers. The Republicans are ultimately in charge of the Senate chamber, though, and without any of their members supporting the measure, it's unlikely that the bill would come to the floor for a vote anytime soon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.